Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
I will hasten my word to perform it. What God has said is going to happen. Will you be ready for it? That's the issue. Are you allowing him to prepare you for it? Are you changing? Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to change you? Some are still stuck in old, inundated, outdated relationships. With mindsets of people that don't want to go anywhere, don't want anything, don't want you to have anything, but yet you hold on to them. You can't pull that into your next season. God wants to take you higher. He got to deliver you from some of that psychological bondage. You feel like you're being mean. Okay. No, it ain't being mean. No, you're going after destiny. You want to become the best you that you can be to do what God told you to do. Too many times we put a lot of other stuff first. If you put God first, everything else will fall in line. That's what you call alignment. He said, I'm going to hasten my word to perform it. I'm going to hasten my word to perform it. Is that right? What God said he's going to do. Stop searching just for natural solutions. Turn to God. Why are you excluding God from your decisions? Turn to God first. Yeah, he'll have you make some natural decisions. But don't exclude him from that. Search him first. He'll show you the path that's right. The way to go. What to do. How to do it. Who, what, where. But don't exclude him. Asa, I always refer to him. Asa was diseased in his feet. But he sought not unto the Lord. He sought unto the physicians. There are good doctors. All that is good. It has a place. But don't exclude God. The 10 spies excluded God. You know, when it's God alone, you know, the Bible gives us a promise that by his stripes. Oh, no, just sometimes. Every now and then, just the easy stuff. Right? Look at the person beside you. You know what to ask them. What you looking at? Truth be told, some of y'all don't want to tell what you looking at. Many see life only as it feels and not as God promised. They see life only go by how they feel. That's why I said all dysfunction is predicated upon a lie. Our feelings can deceive us. I know, been there, done that. Where it's an enemy trying to make you feel or think a certain way. It's an enemy spirit. You have authority over that. It ain't even your body. Amen. And we must exercise authority there and not allow the feelings. Now, it may not happen immediately. That's where we have to wrestle. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. Rulers of the darkness. Is that right? Y'all still with me here? You'll never receive what God has for you if you only listen to your senses. You'll never receive. And God still loves you, just like he loved Jesus. And you're going to be blessed because you're a child of God. You can't curse what God has blessed. But we ain't talking about that. We're talking about you fulfilling your purpose, arriving with full potential, being what you need to be now for the next ones. Refuse to allow your senses to impair you. Get in a situation, look at it and say, all right, I see this, but I also see what God says in his word. Now, whose report am I going to believe? Am I going to believe the 10 spies report, or am I going to believe God's report? It's important. God says, I'm going to hasten my word to perform it. You know, the psalmist said in, I think it's Psalm 119, get verse 25. 119, I think it's 119 verse 25. Hear what the psalmist said, if that's the right verse. Yep. Dojo. The psalmist said, my soul cleaves to the dust. There's a part of you and me. The natural propensity is to the dust, to be earthbound, to be natural, to walk in a carnal realm. Appetites, what we see, how we feel. My soul, he said, cleaves to the dust. But he said, quicken me according to your word. See, it's the word of God. That's the remedy. That's the answer. That's the deliverance. That's the breakthrough. Quicken me. What did the Lord say? I'm going to hasten my word to perform it. You've heard word over and over and over, but there comes a day when you hear it and all of a sudden it quickens you. You get your breakthrough. You start to rise up above feelings. You rise up above mindsets. You rise up above bondages. Chains are broken. Yokes are destroyed. Enemies are defeated. Now you start seeing like God wants you to see. You start entering into your purpose. You start discovering the real you. Do you understand how powerful you are? We sing that song, Oh Mighty Ones. Every one of us in here is a mighty one. Even the little babies are mighty ones. We're in the image, after the likeness of Almighty God. Only creature on earth like that. We walk like he walks. We act like he acts. We create like he creates. And yet so many are allowing their senses. Tell somebody, refuse your senses. Rise above the noise of your senses. Understand something about emotion. We get a little emotional. That's okay. Emotions appreciate God. But emotions cannot support fearlessness. Because you get emotional and you bold as a lion for a minute. But when the emotion is gone, you ready to compromise. So emotions can't support fearlessness. Only God can. We say it often. Don't put your faith in what God can do. Put your faith in God. Don't put your faith in what he can give you. Put your faith in him alone. That way you become steadfast, unmovable. Amen. When we consistently put our faith in him alone. Lord, however you want to do this, I'm not trying to figure it out. I'm only going by what you'll show me. The rest I'm leaving up to you. You show me the way, I'll follow that to the T. But if you ain't showing me that, I'm trusting you now. It's in your hand now. He's omnipotent. He's still God all by himself. Amen? All right. So look at Isaiah for a moment. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. I'm doing pretty good here on time. Isaiah. It's over 300 times. I'm not sure 333 times, but 300 some times where the word says, fear not. Fear not. Can you back up? Fear not, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. Next verse. Behold, all they that were incensed against you shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. They that strive with you shall perish. Anybody believe that this morning? You shall seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with you, they that war against you, shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold your right hand. Tell somebody, God's holding your hand. Saying, fear not, I will help you. Tell somebody, God is my help. Question. If you really believe God was on the inside of you, how would you act? See, a whole lot of people that think the Holy Ghost is a little Holy Ghost, he'll show up every now and then. If you really understood that the third person of the Godhead is dwelling on the inside of you, the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. See, we got to break out of these molds that the world put us in. You are powerful beyond your imagination. But the devil don't want you to know that. Well, keep you small. And people want to keep you small, too. People get intimidated with power. People get intimidated with blessing. People get intimidated when you advance. Surround yourself with people that enjoy or encourage your advancement. Even though they may not advance, they're going to say, go ahead, brother. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead. My God, go ahead. Go as far as you can. They ain't trying to pull you back into the crab pot. That's what's wrong. People are yoked. You need to set yourself free in your mind. Free from the bondage of people. Free from your affirmation coming from hand claps. Free from affirmation from people that are for you or against you. God already said, I'm for you. I'll hold your right hand. Help you when you need the help. Just turn to me with your heart. I'm there when ain't nobody else there. I'm a friend that sticks closer than your brother. You need to know him like that. Amen. Let's just continue to Isaiah 41. Verse 4, fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel, I will help you, saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Next verse. Behold, I will make you. See, what you need to understand is these processes that we go through. And I will be the first.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.